Hi, this is Betty with Beyond the Dalit. And I want to just talk with you for a little while. For those who've been following me for a bit, I'm sure you've noticed something has changed. And it's the change that I want to talk about today. I'm not going to teach. I'm not going to go into prophetic mode. This is more just me letting you into something that's been happening in me because over the past few weeks, something has been shifting. I didn't really set out for that to happen. I wasn't trying to rethink everything. I wasn't trying to adjust direction. I wasn't trying to refine what I'm building. But quietly, steadily, something has been realigning. And I think the simplest way I can say it is it's changed the tone. Not just what I'm saying, but how I'm saying it, and how I'm thinking. How I'm approaching people, how I'm even approaching what we're building together. And the surprising part is, this didn't come from discovering something new. It came from going back. Okay, so I've been spending time in the book of Hebrews, but even that, I need to explain a little differently because I think part of why this has been so significant, it's not just that I went through Hebrews. But how I went through it. Because this wasn't my typical approach. Usually, when I come to the scriptures, I come in what I would call study mode. I'm looking at structure, I'm tracing themes, I'm connecting ideas, I'm trying to understand what's being said and how it all fits together. And there's a place for that. That matters. But this time, that's not how I entered it. I really felt led of the Spirit to journal my way through Hebrews. And for me, journaling is different. That's not where I go to analyze. It's where I go to meet with God. So journaling is my meeting place. It's where things slow down, where I'm not trying to produce anything. I'm not trying to figure everything out. I'm not trying to arrive somewhere. I'm just present, listening, open. And I didn't fully realize it at the time, but that shift in posture changed everything. Because instead of coming into the text driven by questions I wanted to answer or insights I was hoping to uncover, I was coming in available. And I think that created space for something very different to happen. Because there's a difference between studying the scriptures and being addressed by them. And I don't say that as a contrast, like one is good and one is bad, but they are different experiences. And I think for me, this time through Hebrews, it became less of a self-driven exploration and more of a place where God was actually meeting me, where I wasn't just reading the text. Yeah, the text was reading me, where I wasn't trying to extract something, I was receiving something. And when something is received, it carries a different weight, a different clarity, a different kind of authority, not from effort, but from encounter. And I think that's why this has affected me the way that it has. There was a very particular moment in this process that I didn't expect to affect me the way that it did. I stumbled across a statement, just a single line, and it stopped me in my tracks. It simply said, "The gospel is not a covenant." I just want to let that sit there for a moment because it didn't immediately settle with me. That's not how I usually talk. It almost felt disruptive, like it was pushing against the categories I had already formed. And I didn't want to rush to agree with it. I also didn't rush to reject it. But I couldn't move past it, and it stayed with me. And I found myself coming back to it, just sitting with it, turning it over and over, not trying to resolve it too quickly. And over time, something started to become clear. That statement wasn't trying to take something away, it was trying to protect something. It was protecting the nature of the gospel Because if the gospel becomes something we enter into and then maintain, something we relate to primarily in terms of structure or obligation, something that subtly places weight back on us, then without realizing it, we've moved it. Even if just slightly, and the shift is so subtle, you don't feel it right away, but over time, it changes the tone. As I continued journaling through Hebrews, that idea kept echoing because Hebrews keeps bringing everything back to something that's already been accomplished, something completed, something established. It doesn't present the work of Christ as something fragile, as if it now depends on us to sustain it. It presents it as something finished that we're brought into. And I started to see this more clearly. The gospel is not announcing something that's waiting on us to complete it. It's announcing something that's already been completed. And we're being invited to live from that place. It's not like I didn't know this, but it's like the Spirit was on an exploratory mission. It was searching its way through my soul, and I was surprised that it was having such a profound effect on me. And as all of this was coming together, something began to surface in me very gently, but very clearly. And I want to be honest about it because I don't think this is just about me. I think it's something that can happen to any of us, especially when we care deeply, when we're building something, and when we want to see people formed well. Without realizing it, our tone can shift. Not into something obviously wrong, not into something unhealthy in a visible way, but into something heavier, more structured, more driven, more weight-bearing. It's subtle. It's quiet. It sounds like we need to be this kind of people. We need to carry this well. We need to get this right. And none of that's wrong, but something underneath it can begin to change, where what started as announcement becomes expectation, where what started as good news begins to feel like responsibility, and what started as freedom begins to carry pressure. And I think this is where it really became clear for me, somewhere along the line without realizing it, some of what I was building, some of what I was communicating, had slowly, subtly shifted from look what Christ has done to now here's where we need to carry. Okay, and those are not the same. Because when the center shifts, even slightly, the weight shifts within it. And the Spirit just wouldn't let me stay there. He kept pulling me back, not forward, back to the finished work, back to what has already been established, back to where the pressure begins to lift. One of the things that really stood out to me is the language that Hebrews uses. It doesn't say, strive harder, build more, become something through effort. It says things like, draw near, hold fast, consider him. And that's different. That's not the language of pressure. It's the language of proximity. It's not telling us to construct something. It's inviting us to remain within something that already exists. And that shapes, reshapes formation. Because formation doesn't come from pressure. It comes from nearness to what is already finished. I can feel that changing things in me, even in ways I didn't expect. It's changing how I speak, how I write, how I think about people. Because if the work is finished, then I'm not trying to get people somewhere. I'm not trying to move them through pressure. I'm inviting them to see, to come near, to rest in what is already true. And that creates a completely different atmosphere. This is reshaping how I think about Beyond the Dalit. Because what we're building is not just content. It's a people. And if that people is going to be formed around Christ, then the tone has to match the foundation. We can say the work is finished, and then create an environment that feels like something is still missing. The tone matters because the tone reveals what we actually believe. And I'll just say this honestly, I'm still in this, still processing, still unlearning. But I can already feel the difference. Less pressure, more clarity, more rest. And I just want to leave you with this. Maybe you have felt this too. Maybe what started as life has slowly started to feel like weight. And maybe this is an invitation not to do more, but to come back. Back to what has already been finished, back to Christ. I think this is where we're headed, toward a people who are so anchored in what Christ has already done that everything that forms among them flows from that place. What Christ has finished should shape the tone of everything we build. This has been Betty with Beyond the Dalit. Shalom.